This is the Wall Street Update from World Business Report at the BBC World Service on Wednesday, the 5th of October. I'm Rob Young. Well, let's take a look at the financial markets now, and US investors have been focusing on the potential sale of the social media website Twitter. Reports swirling around the markets say the company will decide whether to put itself up for sale by the end of the month. Twitter's shares have soared in recent weeks on reports the cloud computing company Salesforce is trying to buy Twitter. Douglas McIntyre is from 24/7 Wall Street in New York. He told me about that and the rest of the market's news.
The thing that got the most headlines today is that it appears that Twitter is going to be auctioned off and won't be an independent company anymore, you know, probably in 2 or 3 months. It looks like Walt Disney is a candidate, Salesforce.com, and probably Microsoft. So one of the really big Web 2.0 companies will disappear.
Why has Twitter put itself up for sale? It's not been listed on the stock market for a huge period of time, and it has been talking recently about how it's trying to grow the number of people who use it. Is Twitter essentially giving up on that ambition?
They're giving up for two reasons. One is that their number of users has plateaued at about 300 million. And the other one is they haven't been able to figure out a way to make money on those 300 million people. They've had lots of swings at it, and it hasn't worked.
So maybe somebody else can make a better job of it.
I'm sure somebody will try. I think it's going to be tough.
The markets have also today, again, been focusing on when the Federal Reserve may well next increase interest rates. And there was some data today which suggests that hike in rates could be just a couple of months off.
There was some good news today about expansion within the economy, but then there was some bad news because the ADP numbers for addition to private employment weren't very good. So it continues to be two steps forward, one step back. And I think anybody who believes that they have a good handle on what the Fed is going to do, they're kidding themselves.
I see the price of oil has gone up by 2% today. Why is that?
The word came out that stockpiles in the United States were not as strong as they might have been, so there's worry that it will dry up, if you want to use that term. And also, when you see these big storms come up towards either the Gulf or the big refineries in South Carolina, there's always a worry that there could be an interruption in part of the supply.
Douglas McIntyre on Wall Street, where the Dow closed up 0.6% at 18,281. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.6% at 7,033.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.